The Grind.
Into the Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Oh, the music stopped. What's up, everybody? Hold on, man. Just getting everything connected here for you guys. Hang with me. Hang with me. Hang with me.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest.
You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level, the very first level is you seeing it like it's clear to you, like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I do not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
And if you want it to happen, get your butt up and get happy. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Man, I couldn't get my voice right for a while, y'all. Man, now I think it's coming in into place. But man, welcome to the grind this morning, the realest show ever. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the show with Unscripted Conversation. This is where we're gonna say some things that other people aren't gonna be prepared to say, but we're gonna say them, but we're gonna say them tastefully. And I see people that are tuning in on Instagram, people are tuning in on Facebook Live. You know, thank you guys. I don't take that lightly. You could have been doing anything in the entire world that you wanted to do this morning, but you chose to tune in to the grind, and I absolutely love you guys for that. Some of you are at work already. Some of you are on the way to work. Some of you may have just, you know, took the day off, and some of you just may be sleeping in, and you say, you know what, I'm going to work late today. If you're going to work late today, you know, give me some hearts or give me some. If you didn't already say it, I'm taking the day off. You know, let me know how you feel about it. If you've already said, I'm at my job and I don't want to be here, then give me some frowny faces right now if that's how you feel. Express the way you feel. This is the realest show ever, ladies and gentlemen. This is where you can come on and you can express yourself and you can say what it is that you want to say and get it off your chest. Here's what I'm really, really dedicate this show to today. I want to dedicate this show to, I want to really, really tune into what you guys have to say. Today, it's 5 a.m. here on the West Coast. All right, Rochelle, I hear you 5 a.m. I'm going to tune into what you guys really have to say today and however you guys are feeling. The topic is, it's true. It's true. Whatever you believe, it's true. I want to say good morning to a few people this morning. It is a shiny, bright and shiny morning here in in the fair state of Florida. Princess Tavares, great morning to you, young lady. Great and amazing morning. Thanks for that greeting. Jackie Matthews, great morning to you, young lady. Who else do we have? Ori Schooner Boyd, blessed morning to you, young lady. Thank you for jumping on the grind. You guys are live. Miss Sean Jackson Hughes, great morning. Thank you for jumping on the grind this morning. Miss Rochelle Baker, great morning, young lady. Thank you for jumping on the grind. You are live on the grind. Formulate what you want to say, man. You guys have a voice on the show. You say it. You type it. I'm going to say it for you. All right. Bless Simmons. Great morning. Great morning to you. Welcome to the grind. Sonia Boykin. Hello. Hello to you. Great morning. Great to have you on the show. Angelia here. Am I saying that right? Angelia. I think I've been saying it right all this time. great show. Love is absolutely. Thank you. For jumping on the grind. Miss Pam McCray, thank you for jumping on the grind. Love you, my dear, my lovely wife. Thank you for jumping on the grind. You are live. Miss Joanna Osborne, great morning. Great morning to you. Thank you for jumping on the grind. You are live. Miss Shelly Sam Beavers, great morning, young lady. I see you out there. Thank you for jumping on the grind. Miss Gemma James Graham says, great, amazing morning. Great morning to you guys. Say morning to me, man. I'm going to say it back. Some of y'all in the witness protection program, and I don't want to mess that up for you guys. Man, we got some people chiming in on Instagram now. Here's the thing about Instagram. Instagram, man, you get people, they get to make those names on Instagram, and I be trying to get them right, y'all, so don't, you know, charge it to my head, not my heart. Let's see. We got, Miss Big Money Maker, I see you. Great morning. Welcome to the grind. Thank you for jumping on. Always great to have you. Man, who else we got here? Rochelle says it's five. TJ Lamont says, I am feeling great, happy, blessed, and grateful. Appreciative, and on fire. I hear you, TJ. That's the attitude to have on a Thursday morning. And it's not even Friday yet. That's what I'm talking about. Nina Watcher 12, great morning to you. She say it's true. I like that. TJ is in Atlanta. This weekend is true. They had to come to YLC Young Leadership Conference, 2018 conference, 3,000 folks, young and business owners going to be there. Awesome, man. Awesome. Glad you're getting out doing something with yourself. My brother, that's great to hear. Sly Gun, GM to you, big boss, man. Thanks for jumping on the grind, man. Thanks for jumping on the grind. Man, so the topic today, and it's hot out here, y'all. I'm sweating. I wanted to be outside today, so I'm out here. And on top of it, I'm drinking my coffee out here, too. So hopefully you guys got your coffee, your tea. Nina W. Hatcher, I'm sorry. Nina said, get my name right, bruh. I got you, Nina. My bad. Nina W. Hatcher. I said Nina Watcher. She was laughing at me, I'm pretty sure. Rochelle Baker says she's headed to Vegas. She's going to Vegas for Rochelle. Who? Angelia here. Who? Where Pam at? Who? What you saying? Hey, good morning to Pam. Pam ain't here. I look like Pam. Motivated and I hear you. Motivated and energized. All right, Angelia, I'm just giving you a hard time. So, man, it's true. It's true. I really want to empower you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Nina. I really want to empower you guys. I always want to empower you guys because I believe that deep down inside, some of you may not know how powerful you are. But there are some reasons why you can't be as powerful as you are, as you really, really are, as God intended you to be. And there are some things that you need to be on the lookout for to make sure. But one of those things is that the topic today is it's true, right? Whatever you believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. So when we always say that believing what you believe in is what you achieve in, what you believe is true because it's what you're going to put your everything in. If you believe that I gotta get up and go to work every day and this is how I'm going to eat and I'm going to retire, then that's what you do. If you believe that every Sunday morning I got to get up to go to church on every Sunday morning, if I don't, I'm going to hell, then that's what you do. That's what you believe. She, yeah, she do.
It's Angelia.
She cracked. Okay. Oh, Angela. Angela, you need to spell your name right. Why I say A-N-G-E-I-L-I-A? See?
Because it's different.
Oh, she's different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
I got you, Angela.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Boom. I'm going to find that song. No, I ain't going to play that on my show. So Pam is crashing this morning.
I am. Y'all. I'm going to crash.
So
I wasn't invited.
So here's the deal. She said she wasn't invited. Anyway. Hannah. Okay. I'm up. Rochelle said she's up doing a henna. Hen Ab Challenge. All right. The Hen Ab Challenge. Abs like Hennessy. Yeah, Hennessy got some abs. That's for sure. Got some abs. So do your Hen Ab Challenge. Get that thing in. Y'all ain't chimed in on the Hen Ab Challenge. Y'all need to go to. What do you need to go to get on the Hen Ab Challenge?
Hashtag Hen Ab Challenge.
And go on. And they're on Facebook.
On Instagram
on Coach Somi page every morning at what time?
10:30.
At 10:30. So y'all get in, get them washboard abs right now. I ain't doing the challenge because I don't want to embarrass nobody on there. Because if I flash my abs, everybody going to get mad at
That's
me.
That's right, baby.
Including
nobody touch your abs.
So I ain't going to even go out there and mess nobody up
nobody
like that.
Nobody can touch your abs.
Mm-hmm. She know I got a 12-pack over here. And you know, when she be washing her clothes on her sometimes. So she said, "Ain't nobody else see them right now." But hey, man, look, it's true. It's true. Whatever you believe, it's true, man. And I want to put that out there for you because some of you guys, I'm not gonna even try and judge anybody. That's not what I do. And what you believe in, because what you believe in is where your heart is, man. And that's you. All I can tell you is whatever you believe. It's true. If you believe you can, it's true. If you believe you can't, then it's true. Words are very, very powerful. And we have to realize that, you know, anything that we say and we say I am before, we make it personal. It becomes the thing that is attracted toward us. That's right, Tashani. Tell them. They sleep. They don't sleep on me. They're sleeping right now. So I want to really pique you guys' interest this morning. And I'm going to go back and read some comments from you guys, because some of you that know me, you know that I'm always, and man, I'm really sweating underneath this shirt, but I'm sweating for y'all right now. Y'all going to mess around and see my
hair.
Yeah,
what
turn the fan off for me. Just turn the fan off for me right there. I don't know why I didn't do that. Y'all going to mess around and see my abs pop through this shirt in a minute. Hey, so one of the things, if you know me, one of the things that I'm always talking about is it's been in the curve, especially if you're on our team. You know, I'm always talking. I can't find my other Ray-Bans. I got my brown ones on today. They don't fit my face like my gray ones. But nonetheless, I always talk about the curve, the power curve, bending the curve. Bending the curve is what I love, because there's some people that stay on the curve their entire life, their whole life. They miss everything because they're on the curve. And the curve is the long route. You know, we always say that there are no shortcuts to success. No, there are no shortcuts. You still got to, you have to do the activity. You have to practice the principles to actually get the promise. We talk about that all the time. But there is a way you can shorten that time frame. And we always talk about, y'all keep putting those comments in, because I'm getting ready to go to the comments here in a minute and share this out to somebody right now that needs to jump on, because I'm going to empower you guys and show you guys how you need to believe in what you believe in and grab it and run with it. And you have to take the hit down the road for what you believe in. So, but it's a good and a bad thing. So we're going to get to that in a moment. So keep putting those comments in there as I pique your interest. So I've always said certain things like, don't put the cart before the horse, right? Don't put the cart before the horse. And I've said stuff like, you guys are squarely in your own way. And the only way you're going to get where you want to go is if you get the cart out from behind the horse, right? And a lot of people hear these sayings, you know, the chicken before the egg, you know, the car before the engine and all of this stuff. And when you think about it, you're saying, okay, what does the cart before the horse mean? That means the horse is beautiful. Everybody see it and concentrate on the horse, but the horse can't run if the cart's in front of the horse. The cart is going to have stuff that needs to be behind the horse. And the ideal thing is
is for the horse to run by itself first, right? So the cart needs to be behind the horse in order for the horse to really be functional enough to pull the cart, right? Whatever you have in the cart, whatever your dreams, goals, your aspirations, the horse has it inside of that cart, but it can't go anywhere until you get the horse from behind, from in front of it, and move it behind. How does the horse, you got to ask yourself, how does the horse get behind the cart? How do people look at the car and not understand that the engine is the most functional part of the car? We don't concentrate on the engine, just like we don't concentrate on the construction site when the building's being built. Just like we don't concentrate on where the heck the chicken came from that everybody loves to eat so nearly and dearly to their heart. We don't concentrate on where the chicken came and the process that the chicken has to go through to get here. We don't worry about the egg. We see the eggs, we scramble them up, but we don't often think about how the chicken got here and how the chicken is grown and whether it's grown organically or grown on steroids. We don't care. What people just eat that thing. You know, I won't say me because I don't eat chicken no more, but that's just me. Ain't got nothing to do with you. But all of these sayings, ladies and gentlemen, are relevant on your road to success. And you got to make your decision on whether or not you're going to swing your way. You see, as I, you saw my hand swing outside of the picture, swing to success, and this is what happens. I'm still swinging. So are you going to swing to success, or are you going to minimize that curve and get where you need to be? See, everybody wants to know what people do to get where they are. And it's not where they are that matters. It's how they got there. You don't want to look at a person and say, man, you know, I want to do exactly what I see you doing right now. I'm a mimic what you did right now. That's not the activity that you need to mimic. What you need to mimic is what they did to get there. And that's one of the hardest things to get people to understand, because people always pay more attention to the glory as opposed to the story. And the growth is always in the story. All right, guys, write that down. The growth is always in the story. It's never in the glory. That's the many destinations. I believe we in life have a lot of many destinations that we go to, right? I was calling my people on Blog Talk Radio, man. And by the way, welcome Blog Talk Radio, man. I forget that, you know, I'm live on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 sometimes. So I have to make sure that I keep addressing my people on there, because they can't see me. They can just hear me. So, but my people on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to be a part of these live conversations every Tuesday and Thursday, you know the time. Go ahead and go to Nathan McCray on Facebook or Nathan McCray One on Instagram, and you can see me live, and you'll get the opportunity sometimes to see Pam on here live whenever she's, you know, ain't mad at me inside that she want to come on the show. So we talk about the things that we talk about is you saying that I actually want to get straight to it. And guys, that's the mindset that you really need to have. Always concentrate on the story. How did a person get to where they are? If you want to emulate them, don't emulate the person that you see right now. Emulate the person that they were and that they have, that the road that they took to get to where they are right now. That's where the growth is. That's where the success is, because you have to go back and rewind that thing. In order to get what they have, you have to do what they did. But what I want to do is show you guys how to shorten that curve, right? And this is what a lot of successful people may not tell you, because they may not know how, is that whether or not you found it or not, you're on that road, right? So when you're on that road to success, you see everybody going this way. Everybody's curving around, swinging around. It's like one big roller coaster. You know, they're swinging around. And so you just follow that person. It's like one big monkey see, monkey do. And everybody's swinging around because they don't know what to do. That's why people are swinging on the curve, because they don't understand that there's a quicker way to get where you got to get. If you see everybody going that way in the laws of success, that's not the way that you want to go. You want to go the opposite direction and take the straightest path. What is the quickest way to get from point A to point Z? A straight line. So how do you do that? You're saying, come on, Nate, you're telling me that I can get from point A to point Z and I can just focus and go straight and get there quicker than everybody else that's swinging on the curve? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. But it does. It's not a physical thing you do. It's a mental thing that you do. Once you, here's the saying. No matter what you do in success to get to your success, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to struggle. There's no way to sugarcoat that. I can't sprinkle blueberries on it, raspberries, or strawberries. There's no way to sugarcoat that. You're going to have to go through some sort of a struggle. Why the struggle? Some people are saying, well, I'm just going to hit the lottery. Great. Hit the lottery. If you hit the lottery on your first time, then that means that you are one of the few people that hit the lottery and didn't have to do nothing. You just, boom, all of a sudden woke up a millionaire. And your struggle is just starting right now. Right? Because now you got to figure out, just because you got the money, now you got to figure out, okay, how am I going to handle the set of problems that comes with money? Right? So that's a great struggle to have. I agree. But if you have to actually grow to what you want to get to, ladies and gentlemen, that's the growth. That's the journey. That's the destination. So you either struggle now or you struggle later. Take your pick. So a lot of people aren't willing to chime in and say, I'm ready to struggle. I'm gonna take the hits, and I'm gonna keep on getting up, and I'm gonna keep on moving forward, no matter what happens. That's the struggle. There is no rocket science to it. Everybody looks at people that are quote unquote successful in their eyes, but you don't understand that there's a struggle that went along with that. So some of you are saying, I know it was a struggle. I know, but how do I get into the struggle? How do I get into the fight? How do I put my gloves on? You know, how do I get in, come in swinging? It's all on you. It's a mental game. And think about your life as it is right now, right? Your life as it is right now, because that's where it all starts. Because it's true. What you believe is what you believe. What you believe in is typically what you achieve in. So think about what you believe in right now. It's all about you assessing yourself. Get in the mirror right now, right? And say, you know what? I'm going to refocus. What's your refocus point? Is it today? Is it today, the day that you wake up? We have a lot of people got a lot of woke dates. I woke up on this date, but they didn't do nothing on that date. They woke up on this date and they went back to sleep 2 days later. Wow. All right. You wake up on a Monday, and by the time the next Monday rolls around, you done fell asleep again because you start falling back into the same activity. The only difference between anybody on this show right now that's listening, watching, the only difference between you and anybody in the world that has had success is that they didn't go back to sleep. They just stayed woke and they just kept going. And then let me just keep it 100 with you guys, okay? A person that refocuses themselves, I don't want you to think that once they commit, all of a sudden there's just this long, pristine, golden road that they follow. Man, they have little mini naps that they take, but they just become nods. Right? They've just become very kind of narcoleptic, and they wake up, oh, man, I got the boom. Their refocus points become many, but then their refocus points are quick. They don't just fall back to sleep, and then 6 months somebody says something to them, and that, oh, man, you know what, I'm woke again. And then a week later, you sleep again. So somebody remember where I was. I'm going to go to I'm going to go back to my comments, and I want to read some comments. I'm going to start here on Instagram, and then we're going to finish this thing off, man. And what's going on, Lisa Farrow? Great to have you on the grind. I'm on Instagram right now. Let's say pendulum. Lisa Farrow says it's a pendulum. That's right. That's right. Lessen the curve, absolutely. Tisha says she's building. She's building her story now. Teacher 123 on Instagram. Absolutely. Build your story right now. And it don't matter how many accolades you're getting right now. It don't matter how much sun is shining down in that hole, man. Keep building your story, Teacher. I love to hear it, man. That's grind time right there. Take them hits. It's got to speak. Okay, so Angela Hill, not Angelia.
There you go.
Angela Hill says, I know she get that a lot. It's good. It's good. Got to speak to her too. Okay, she is here. Yes, you said my name right. Okay.
Now.
Yeah, she ready to take the hits now. Let's see. So I'm gonna go down a little bit. Ori Schooner Board, welcome to the grind again. Speaking
Lady
to Coach
Benza
Pam.
On.
What's going on, Lady Benza? Welcome to the grind, young lady. I see you out there disappearing out there.
You see her comments?
Getting super healthy, huh?
You see her comments?
Facebook.
Most people want microwave instant success, just like no one wants wants to hear the truth.
That's it.
I know that, right?
That's it.
That's right.
And that sums it up. I mean, and really, and that's the epitome of what the grind stands for. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I'm going to do it as tasteful as I can. But one thing I know in life is that you're never going to say the right thing for everybody. You're never going to please everybody. Whatever you say, and I had to realize this, one of the things that stopped me from starting the grind back 8 years ago was because I was concerned about how people would feel about it. I was concerned about whether or not everybody was going to receive it. So it was that procrastination and that fear that kept me from starting it. And yeah, Pam has a comment. Good.
I'm crashing the grind this morning. You know, it's crazy that you say that because I just heard this question. What would your life look like if you didn't care about what other people thought? Can you imagine your life if you did not care about what people thought about, if you didn't care about anybody's opinion? You would have every single thing that you desire to have because you would just go for it. You would just do it. You would just become it. But too many times in life, we allow the thoughts and the opinions of other people to stop us. And I'm a living witness. I'm worried about what people thought, what people had to say. And at the end of the day, it ended up deterring the dream becoming a reality. So I just wanted to comment that. Well, just imagine it. Ask yourself that question today. What would my life look like if I didn't care what the heck nobody else thought?
Right. but man, and she's absolutely right. I mean, there's a way to do everything. And I'm gonna give you guys one golden rule that and Pam will tell you I abide by this rule. It's sometimes my facial expressions will show what I'm really thinking. I'm just one of those people I can't hide. I just can't hide it. If you BSing me, you're gonna pretty much know that I know what you're BSing me. It's not so much as what you say. In a lot of cases, it's how you say it.
Right.
You know, people will receive from you if you say it the right way. If you say it in love, if you say it with the right intentions, sometimes it's the inflection in your voice that may make people not receive. Because ultimately, when you open your mouth, you want people to be able to receive what you say. It's not if you're opening your mouth and you just wanting self accolades. If you're opening your mouth and the only thing you want is for people to praise you, then you're not going to really be concerned about what you say and how you say it. But when you are really truly in tune with wanting your message to get, you know, to get out there, you kind of ladle what you say in love.
Right.
And because you want the person to receive it. And more people receive love than hate. More people receive positive than negative. Now, there are some ways that I can talk to you guys and I can curse you out and tell you that you're not doing what you need to do. And I can say it and you'll receive it. Or I can just tell you that y'all suck and y'all not doing what y'all need to do and put a few curse words in there. And y'all be like, man, I ain't listening to this blankety blank no more. Yeah, I'm going to click off. You know what I'm saying? So everything, man, you have to figure out what your balance is and you have to figure out how am I going to say it. And I love what Lady Benson says. Most people want microwave instant success. Just no one wants to hear the truth. And the truth of the matter is the very thing that you don't want to do, the very thing that you don't want to hear for your life is probably the very thing that you need to do and the very thing that you need to work on, right? And you see people every day and there's things that you want to say. And Instagram is an amazing tool. I mean, because we see people on Instagram and there's so many different types of people on Instagram. And I don't even want to get into social media because it's like, it's the elephant in the room. It's the beast. It's the snake behind the chair. It's everything. Social media is taking on its own identity because everybody has a voice, and I love it. I really do. And you can go on at any point in time, and you can spend hours just surfing and seeing people either thrash themselves, promote themselves, be negative and thrash everybody else. It's just a cornucopia of stuff. It's a cornucopia of stuff. And I love it. But you can't get caught up in it.
No, you sure can't.
Right? Yeah, man. You can't get caught up in it. I'm telling you, Pam and I, we got a TV in there. We have kids. We don't even watch it. I watch a movie on the TV. That's it. I can't sit down and watch TV. But the reality is, man, let's just get back to this thing because, I slotted an hour for this because it's important. that we understand. You know, that how we think it determines, you know, how high we go. And as I said before, most people check out in life. At about 30 years old, people stop believing, people stop dreaming anymore. And they, what they thought about in their 20s, they no longer think about, because somebody's told them that you can't do this or you can't do that. And you've been hung, you've been bamboozled by somebody else's feelings about what their inhibitions are, about what their fears are. And you've allowed their fear to be grafted onto you. And you're carrying that thing around, man, like I can't do that. Why? Because somebody else told you you couldn't? You didn't even try. Some of you have things on the inside that you need to get out, but you're afraid to do them because you don't want to take that sling route. You know that's not the way that you need to go, but you also don't want to take the hitch to go forward. So what does that mean? You're standing in one place. So you got to choose a destination to get to your destination destination. And I don't know what that is. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're going to have to make a decision. And if you don't make a decision, you'll die with just being the person that you are right now. And I don't know about you guys, but that scares me. Every time I look, it scares me personally. I'm going to tell you how hard I am on myself. I'm going to tell you, don't when people tell you, no, don't be so hard on yourself, man, be hard on yourself. I'm going to tell you personally, I'm hard on myself. I look at the person that I am now, and I think, I mean, I'm like 10 years from now, I pray to God that I am not the person that I am right now. I pray, Lord, allow me to change the enough to so I can look back 10 years ago and say, man, I've changed. And you know how you can look back on your pictures from 10 years ago. You can do that in Facebook now. And if you don't want to look, they'll flash it up there for you. It doesn't even matter. They'll just, hey, look, this is who you were. When you started Facebook 6 years ago, this is who you were. You ain't changed a bit. You still got the same people around you. You still living in the same house. You got the same hoopty. You the same clothes. You ain't done nothing different. You same dude. You still talking about the same pain that you had 6 years ago. You still talking about the sorority that you was in throwing up the signs when you were back in college 15 years ago. And you ain't done nothing. No bash on sororities. No bash on fraternities. No bash at all. I'm just saying. Okay? I mean, I think all of that stuff is great. Whatever y'all signs are, I don't know. Flip them. I don't care. But all I'm saying is change, man. I know some people that are in fraternities and sororities right now that are the very same as they were. So I ain't excluding nobody. I step on those toes, too. Yeah, I didn't pledge. I had none of that. But at the end of the day, if you're in a sorority or fraternity, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? Change, man. Change is necessary. You can't sit back and be the same person you were 6 years ago. I pray to God that I change. Do something to yourself to make yourself. I don't care if it's a different haircut. I don't care if it's a different pair of sunglasses. I don't care if it's different clothes. I don't care, man. If you got to go and do whatever you need to do, man, start doing something different in order to spark something different in your life. Right. Nothing changes until you change it, guys. Right. Okay? Emma James Graham says, it's true aspects of my life, and it's true that I am created for greatness. Absolutely.
Yes,
I love it. I love it. What's going on, Vicky Durr? Hello, welcome to the grind. Man, I love it, man. I love that, Gemma. That's positive thinking, guys, and that I am aspect of what you are and who you are, ladies and gentlemen, permeates and drives everything that you do. Everything that you say after I am is going to follow you. It's going to be attracted to you.
Right. All right.
So keep it positive. And see, here's the deal, and I love Lady Benz's comment earlier. She said everybody wants it quick because we do live in a microwave society. We really do. Everybody wants things right away, you know. And I want things quick too. That's why we got microwaves in our house. That's why we got, you know, the thing that boils the water, and we don't have to put the kettle on the stove anymore or nuke water. We just come up and push the button and get hot water. People want things right now. Now you want it right now?
I do.
We're no exception to that rule.
Right.
We want it now. But here's the deal. We understand that if you want it now, you got to be willing to take the hit that it takes to get it now.
Right.
And it's easy to go to the store and get a. It's easy. The easy parts in life is the tangibility. You can go in and purchase things and get them right now. But the stuff that affects the life juice, the stuff that affects you, who you are, man, it's going to take some time for you to start building the person that you are. If you start, a good saying is, I heard somebody say, if you work a job, you can create a life. But if you work on yourself, you can create, you know, the person that you're supposed to become and the person that you're supposed to be. Working a job, I always talk about working a job as a necessary evil. And you guys keep doing it. Don't quit that good job until you get something else, right? Because I don't want you on here crying, tell my I quit my job because Nate told me I should go in and find my boss. And I ain't telling y'all that. So if you do that, man, that's on you. But what I'm telling you is build your own stuff, man. You know, get your own, have your own grind, okay? So it's true. Whatever you believe is true. Or Schooner Boy said, if I don't stretch you, if it don't stretch you and take you out of your comfort zone, you will stay stuck. Absolutely. So on that note, man, I wanna jump back on this task because I believe it to be like this. Because I on this show, I always want to give you guys the quickest route, the quickest way to get to where you need to be. And we say there are no shortcuts to success, man, but you can grind your way to success. And the harder you grind, the quicker you get to it. You don't have to take the long route. So your mindset. And if you're on Pam and I's team, you know, some of this you guys hear all the time because we tell you guys how to become the person. And I'm gonna make a comparison. It's no secret, Pam and I, we're in the industry of direct sales and network marketing. And we've been in that industry for 20 plus years, right? A long time. So we've seen a lot. And when we tell our team all the time, we said, you know, this is this thing is 90% mindset and 10% skill set, right? We spend a lot of time talking to our team about the mindset because the skill set, not that it's just 10%, but the reality is it doesn't take a profound skill set to do what we do. It doesn't. All right. This is a people business. It's about building relationships. So and it's what we do is easy because we simply take some amazing products and we show the world that we're living the life that we want to live physically and financially. And people want to be a part of what we do. And the good thing about it is that it's real, you know, and it fits who we are because we want to be 100% authentic. We want to be real. We want to let people in on our life. And what we're doing is a passion for us. So when you find that thing, it fits, then you do it. So when I say the 90% mindset piece is what you should really work on the most, we teach our team a lot about developing themselves, personal development, developing yourself for leadership because this industry was created to create leaders. So, you know, not so much as followers, but followers are going to be everywhere. Leaders. So the leaders that you're destined to be, if you chime in and follow these principles, guys, means that you're going to have to prepare yourself to rise up through the ranks. And that takes a certain mindset because nothing really is ever as though as you really see it to be, you know, when you get in it because you bring a different dynamic to it. But the mindset that's in that thing that governs what it is, guys, it allows you to be able to get to it quicker. And when you get there, now you're not surprised about what's required of you once you get there. Right. So if you have somebody that's trying to teach you and show you how to get there, then listen to the person showing you how to get there and deploy the things. And it's not what the person is telling you to do is hard. It's just that you haven't decided to check in and do it yet. That's all. And I can tell you, there are people on this broadcast right now that will tell you that, man, when I really started to deploy some of the stuff that Coach Nate and Coach Pam were telling us to do, I really started to get it. It really started to click for me. When I started to realize that I'm going to lose friends, when I started to realize that I'm going to lose some family members that don't really know what I'm doing or understand, and they really just want me to be where they are. They really don't want to see me go. You know, nobody wants to see a person that they've been around all their life get to a position higher than they are and leave them because it's that fear of loss. And it happens in every aspect of life, right? So you, when you start to realize that, man, I'm gonna feel some emotional distress sometimes. I'm gonna feel as if things aren't working out my way sometimes. I'm gonna feel as if the world is against me. I'm gonna feel like God is taking some things away from me right now that I need. And I don't know why I'm losing this and I'm losing that. I'm going to feel, man, I'm telling you, it's always, and this sounds like it's cliche, man, but I'm going to tell you right now, we've lived it and we live it a lot here. It's always darkest before it's darkest before the blessing. The lights are going to go out. It gets dark, man. Why? Because there's something that you did that you shouldn't have done that caused you to be in the situation that you're in right now. And you think that you shouldn't be in it, but you really should because it's something that you did. Now, you're gonna, some people will sit back and say, well, no, I didn't have nothing to do with what I did. And that mindset right there is what's going to keep you repeating the same thing. When you take ownership of where you are, that's the first key. Take ownership. Write that down. I don't care what it is that you're in right now. I don't care if somebody else put you in it. You still had choice. And you still have the ability to have grown enough to not be in it, to know better. So put yourself in it and say, it's my fault. That's my fault. You know what? I should have never done X, Y, and Z. I take ownership because you can only fix and change the things that you control. And when you control it, now you got that thing in your hand. Now you can mold it. And now I'm like, okay, I need to fix this, this, and this. Let me take the super glue and let me fix this over here, put this back in place. But if you don't hold it in your hand, if you don't take the ownership for it, ladies and gentlemen, hey, this is mine. I got to fix it. Let me take it in here and fix it and love on it. If you don't have it in your hand, you can't fix it. So when it comes to you, I ain't talking about trying to fix somebody else's problem. We talk this show. Let me just put this out there. This show is all about you. This show is not about nobody else. These are the talks that I have with myself. These are the talks that I have with me that say, okay, Nate, this is what you got to do. It ain't about what nobody else is doing because I know that I have to set the example mentally and physically. If I say it, I got to be doing it. If I'm not, eventually it's going to show. If I tell you guys that, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that every day, and then you see me and it's like, how in the world is he doing that? And it don't look like he's doing that. It always comes out. What happens on the inside manifests itself on the outside. It happens. It is either mentally or physically. All right, so if you're doing personal development and you're saying, I'm doing personal development, I'm reading, I'm growing, I'm studying, and you're still talking like the same person that you were 6 months, a year ago, then what are you really reading? You got to refocus, revamp, reassess what you're doing. Because either you're reading and focusing on the wrong stuff, or either you're not doing anything. So if you believe it's true, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. Be the person that you need to be to take the hits now, to go through the struggle, to get where you need to go, and don't worry about anybody else telling you what it is that you can do. Get the cart from behind the horse, ladies and gentlemen. Put all your dreams and aspirations and goals in the cart, okay, and start pulling it and start moving forward because some of you guys are stuck. You need to refocus and you need to stay awake. And that's all successful people do is they constantly take the NRG. They're like on the NRG all the time. They're taking NRG every day. They're not just saying that. They're getting up, they're taking it, and they're keeping focus, right? But you got to stop falling asleep, right? You got to stop falling asleep. So what are the things that take you off focus, right? Things around you, right, can be the distractor. And that's one of the first orders of business, man. You got to get yourself out of the arena because a lot of people, you're going to say, after this broadcast, you guys are going to say, I'm refocused. I got this. And then something's going to happen, and it's going to take you back off your focus again. And but now it's not that something's going to happen. Here's the magic in it. It's not that something's going to happen, because things are going to happen all the time. If you wake up, it's as sure as you open your eyes, something's going to happen to you today. But it's not that it happens. It's how you, it's of course, how you handle what happens. But it's also, what atmosphere did you put yourself in to make that happen? For that to be able to even touch you, to reach you. See, if I don't want Pam to touch me, I'm not going to sit next to her. You see what I'm saying? See, she got a foot all over me right now, right? So if I don't want Pam, if I ain't going to sit next to her if I don't want her to touch me, right? So if you don't want the person's negativity to rub off in your life, why do you keep going over their house? Why do you keep going out with them? Why do you keep inviting them over your house? I don't get it. I you know what I do. I can't even say I don't get it. I understand. You don't want to hurt their feelings. You don't want them to think that, you know, they don't like you anymore. They don't like me. Oh my gosh. They don't want you to think that. You know, you're so worried about what other people think. Now, I'm going to give you guys a solution to that. Even that, it's about who you associate yourself with, what you associate yourself with. You know, you're sum total of the five people that you hang around most. Think about that, right? Think about that. If you hang around five broke people, chances are you're the sixth broke person.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want five broke people knowing where I stay, having the opportunity to come over here and get to my house. I don't want broke people around me that much. I just don't. I don't want, and I ain't talking about broken physically
right.
and mentally. I ain't talking about broken financially. I'm talking about just broken is broken. To me, it ain't about money. You can be broken
right.
in mindset and have a ton of money.
That's right.
I don't want your broke self around me if you broke mentally. If you're broken physically, if you want to be around me to help get you where you are and you're open, you're listening to what's going on and you're doing, you can be around me all day long. If you're broken physically, you can be around me. If you're broken mentally, you can be around me. If you're interested and if you're checking in and you think that you can have better. If you're broken financially and you want to be around, you got to be around me and you got to be saying, man, I want to be successful. You know, you want to glean from what I do from day to day. And guys, no matter what you say, it doesn't matter to me what you do, but what I'm telling you guys is that I do care. But in reality, I want you guys to get this. If you want to be around a person that is successful or is where you are, then the best thing that you can do when you're around that person is have a pen and paper and an open mindset.
Yes.
Okay? When you get around a person that you want to be around and you're spitting out all the ideas and you're telling them what to do, I can tell you right now that person is probably going to get up and gravitate and walk away from you. You can't tell me squat if you ain't got squat. You can't tell me how to make $1 million if you never made $1 million. You can't tell me how to get fit and healthy if you ain't fit and healthy. You cannot tell me how to get closer to God if you ain't close to God. So those are my personal rules. I don't know what your personal rules are, but in order for me to want to be around you, you have to be the person that's not living in the past. You're in the past. You're propelled by the pain of your past, but you're no longer living there. You're living in your future because your future defines you're living in your present because your future, your present defines your future, right? So the past fuels you. The present defines your future. That's the people I want to be around. Don't come to me talking about, I'm so sad because I'm this, and this. And yeah, I mean, I can't take it anymore. I'm so sad. Man, you, come on, man. You gotta motivate yourself enough to say, and some people are saying, man, I can't, I don't have the strength to do it. Tell me to the grind every Tuesday at 8 a.m. I'm telling you, I'll empower you because I only know how to empower people because that's what I do to myself. I'm first partaker in everything that I do. Let's go to some comments, ladies and gentlemen, before we end this show. Man, absolutely. Man, I can't Tisha says, Tisha123 says, that was me. Just came to Denver and had to snap back real quick. No negativity here. Absolutely. Diamond Apache says, unexpected stuff happens too, even when you don't put yourself in a situation. Absolutely. But you still take ownership of it because it happened to you, and the only way you can change it is by taking ownership. I'm not saying take the blame. Take ownership for yourself and say, you know what, mental note, this is what happened. Let me try not to put myself in that situation before so that I can get so I can not go through this again. So absolutely. Tisha says, they're not on your level, then your mindset shift. People not going to understand why you are on another level. Absolutely. You could walk outside and get hit by a stray bullet and drive by. Absolutely. That's not your fault. Absolutely. That's not your fault. That's something that you got to recover from. We get it. But then you ask yourself, man, I walked outside, you know, I got hit by a stray bullet. You know, I was in an area that's got people shooting. Why was I there? So I know something. I mean, I live there. Well, get yourself out of that situation as well. God, there's a solution for everything. You just got to drill down far enough to get to it. But the drilling is the problem for most people. They don't want to drill because the further you drill, the darker it gets. Baby Tiger says, focus on the objective, strength to get through it. Faith, I will succeed. Absolutely. That's right. Faith, action. And that's another thing, man. We always talk about people sit back and they say, God going to fix it. God saying, yeah, I'm going to fix it when you get up off your butt and start doing something. That's when I'm going to step in. You know, remember, you take one step, I take two. Some of y'all are sitting there sipping on coffee and tea and ain't doing nothing, waiting on God to fix it. There's a lot of people that believe that you can just sit back. And when you've done all that you can do, just stand, man. That's a saying, and it's a great saying. But that's saying stand on faith, but you got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. Let's see what we got on Facebook, man. Vicky Durr, welcome to the grind, young lady. Rob Shepard, welcome to the grind. Gene Shelby, welcome to the grind, sir. Horace Schooner Board said, she said, don't stretch me. I read that one earlier. Sylvia Ireland, welcome to the grind. Great to have you. She says, I am hard on myself, not hard on others. That's great. All you have to be is hard on yourself, right? Hard on yourself. And if you're hard on yourself, guess what? You're going to be hard on others. Because it is hard over here in the McCray house. My kids will tell you, it's hard over here. You know, there's a fine line you got to walk. So if I'm hard on myself, I want that for the people that are around me. So I'm always going to be hard. I'm going to be understanding. But when you're in a hard place, here's the thing about a hard place and a solid foundation. The only place you can go from a solid foundation is up. When the foundation is soggy, it's easy to go down. And when you're around people that allow you to have a weak foundation and they allow you to be mediocre around them or below average, then guess what? That's leaving the room for you to have that slippage in you. And all of a sudden, you find yourself falling back into where you were. If you're around me, things are going to be hard because I want to keep the foundation that you're supposed to have, and I want you to grow. And that's just me, okay? Princess Tavares says, I do not like change at all, but now I love change. She said, I did not like change at all, but now I love change. Change is absolutely relevant, guys. You got to have it. Hold on, Robert Bullock, great to have you on the grind this morning, sir. Awesome. And amazing. And for that, the loss of my father. Yeah, absolutely. You know, condolences on the loss of your father. It's always hard to lose a loved one, especially a mom or dad. So that's tough, you know. Bless Simmons. Tawana Simmons says, it's my fault. Absolutely. It's all your fault, Tawana. Your fault, man. Fix it. All y'all, man, it's your fault. She says, you're reading but not applying it. Yeah. Read it but not applying it. Or Schooner Board says, you're reading your personal development. Personal development, and we were talking about this the other day, is the hits that you take. The personal development prepares you to be able to get through those hits, right? So it's like a heavyweight boxer. He can't just a boxer period. He can't just jump in the ring and expect to win a fight. You got to train for that fight. So it's not about how many hits you can take. It's about how many hits you can take and get knocked down and get back up. Because you're going to get knocked down. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. If you think you ain't never going to get knocked down on your butt in life, man, that's a – you're living a pipe dream. Juana Simmons says, stay woke, stay focused. Absolutely. Stay woke, man. Stay woke. Stay woke, man. Somebody need to make a T-shirt that says, stay woke, all right? You'll make a killer, all right? That's for free. Rose Young David says, yes, the mindset. Absolutely. Everything is my fault, Rose. That's it, man. Take blame, man. Take blame, all right? So guys, you know, we're coming to an end here. Only thing about an hour. Time flies when you're having fun, man. It's great talking to you guys, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tell somebody about the grind, guys. We're going to tell it like TIS is on the grind, but we're going to do it very, very tastefully. We're gonna mean what we say and say what we mean on the grind. We're going to actually apply the things that we say to our lives and not continually fall asleep on every corner and then start blaming everybody else as the reason why we're not where we need to be. All right. So, guys, God bless you guys, man. Get yourself the way you need to be, man. Go out and help somebody else rise higher than where you are right now by actually taking them higher through your life, man. Love you guys, man. Bless, man.
Can be higher than this.
Angela here. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for all the comments, man. It's a wrap for the day on the grind, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all have a blessed day, man. Go out and help somebody else be more than they can be today. All right, help them grow, man. Love y'all. God bless.
Who's gonna wake up and rock Rocky?
Yeah, you off?
You
turned off your thing? Yeah. You can all that.